Joining me now is Annie Cyrus, born and raised in Iran, and she is a associate producer here at Lindell TV, runs a lot of our social media sites as well, among other things she does, and has her own website, liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us, Annie.
Of course. Thanks for having me back, Brennan.
I'm going to give you the floor. Tell us what's going on with the Biden regime in Iran, please.
Okay, I'll do my best to speak as fast as I can, but here's the latest. Number one, the most recent sit-down of the negotiation, we pretty much were told that we're lapdogs, and we said, okay, what do I mean by that? Our people weren't even allowed in the room. I'm not even kidding right now. They said, we're not allowed in the room, so our people were sitting, literally they were sitting in the hallways. And they were waiting for updates, which, quote unquote, they called it, just let us know what's the bottom line.
Wait a minute.
So
you're saying there's negotiations going on between Iran and America?
Well, this is the Iran nuclear deal. Remember, this is 5+1. But one of those five is us, America.
Who are the other ones?
I believe it's China, Russia, England. I don't know the fourth one. And okay. Then the one is the EU.
Okay, so they're all negotiating with Iran, but America's not allowed into the room of the negotiations. They're sitting on the floor in the hall.
Exactly. Now, however, they are technically, we are negotiating with Iran, but the other four countries are those who are willing to be part of the negotiation. But we're the one giving in. China or Russia or UK, and I think the other one is France, by the way. They're not giving anything to Iran. They're not lifting any sanctions. We are one end of the negotiation. Iran is the other end. The four other countries and the EU are basically moderators, more like it. So the moderators are in the room. Iran's representatives are in the room. American representatives are in the hallway waiting for the moderators to come and tell us what does Iran want in order to sign the agreement, the Iran nuclear deal. We got no say in it. And here's the most frustrating part for me. Since when America has been so, like, how lower are we gonna go before we actually get offended? Because I'm offended. Not by Iran, don't get me wrong. I'm offended by our own government, by our own representatives. And by the way, you know, English isn't my first language, but Brandon, isn't negotiation when you meet each other halfway
yes.
or find a common ground?
Yes. So our boys are out on the hallway, sitting in the floor, waiting on the moderators to come out and tell them this is what Iran wants.
Yes. So now here's what Iran does want, just so you know. All sanctions lifted, all of them. And here's what we said in return. We will let you know by Thursday, this coming Thursday, being last Thursday before Christmas Eve, we'll let you know how many of them we're going to lift before the end of the year. That's our response.
So can you see the Trump administration ever doing this? No.
Trump administration walked away from Iran deal. He literally, President Trump, grabbed the paper, tore it, and say, I'm not giving you anything. I'm putting all the sanctions back until you start behaving like humans. Oh, by the way, I'm going to take out the head of your terrorist group, too.
And they drone strike.
That's
him.
What we did.
Yep.
That's what we did. And by the way, another part of the negotiation, or better yet, what do we call it from now on? Demands. That's a more proper English word for what they're doing, right? Part of Iran's demands is we, American taxpayers' money should pay for penalty of President Trump's sanctions on Iran.
Okay, so now Iran wants to be fully reimbursed for whatever penalties that Trump put on them.
Exactly. They want reimbursement on that. They want an apology officially from Biden. Then they want all sanctions lifted. Part of the latest last week negotiation when we were sitting in the hallway, I'll never get over that. That part of that was also the fact that they said they will not agree to installing any cameras. However, they will install cameras in the hallways of their nuclear labs. I don't know what's up with hallways, but apparently we're just in hallways now.
Okay.
I wish I could keep a straight face, but all of this is seriously real. But I just can't, like, how are we expecting to even any other person to take us serious, Brandon, at this point? We can't even take our own administration serious.
Yes.
We're just like, it reminds me of high school. Like, we have hallway pass. Woohoo!
Exactly, exactly. So now you listened to the news coming out of Iran, and what did you hear recently?
Oh, well, everything I just told you, by the way, is I did not hear that on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. Everything I just told you, I heard it on Iranian news and UK news. That's how bad our media is nowadays. And I just want a side note, or not really. I just want to put a special thanks to you and Mike Lindell, because you were the only one who, as soon as you heard it from me, you said, come on and talk about it. I have reached out to other outlets. None of them were interested to have me on to talk about this.
Really?
So thank you. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, no,
I reached out to three other outlets.
And they said?
Haven't even heard back.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you called us this morning and told me, and I said, oh, you got to come on right away. Okay. So you also heard something else about what's happening to the Iranian people themselves, right?
Yes. So here's the thing, just in case if anybody is missing the point, the reason, quote unquote, the reason America is going through with this so-called negotiation is because they want to make sure they continue making deal with Iran as far as buying their oil goes. Now, here's what I want you to know. We're already paying them triple the money we should to buy their oil. But here's what they're doing to their own citizens. Starting the first day of Iranian New Year, which is on March 21st, 2022, every Iranian household per car will receive one gas card, which will allow them 21 liters, translated to gallons, that's 5.5 gallons of gas a month.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Can't go very far.
They
with
have
5 gallons.
To survive. 5.5 gallons is what 21 liter translates to.
Can they buy more after that, or is that's it? That's all they can get?
That's it. They can buy each other's card. Let's say, for example, someone like, I work at home, I don't drive much, I don't need the gas card. I can sell it to my cousin, to my sister, to somebody, but that's it. After that, they will have no more gas available. This is natural resources of Iranian people, and the regime is depriving them of it so they can milk more money out of us, where we go and get gas. I don't know how much is it in your area, but latest, I put gas in my car for $3.89.
Okay, so they're going to deprive the Iranian people of gas so they can sell more abroad.
Yes. Now, but do put this together. If this is what they're willing to do to their own citizen, imagine when we are fully relying on Iran for our gas. Imagine that day.
Yeah.
That's the deal Biden is making. Biden administration is absolute. Now, don't get me wrong. I am absolutely not a fan of Saudi Arabia, but I would say they are way less of a devil to make a deal with than Iran's regime.
And of course, what we know is going on there is that Biden's pulled out the Patriot missiles from Saudi Arabia. Apparently, we're not going to protect them, and Russia's rushing in, which again makes you wonder if they're not doing that on purpose to get Saudi Arabia and others to stop trading oil in the world market with the American dollar, which is the petrodollar deal that Nixon put together in the early 70s. And so when he closed the gold window in 71, he started backing the dollar with oil, with the American petrodollar through the American dollar being traded on the world market, thanks to us agreeing to protect Saudi Arabia. But if we don't protect Saudi Arabia, we pull out our Patriot missiles, as Biden regime has done, and Russia rushes in there to help protect them, why do they want to keep using the American petrodollar as the world reserve currency? They don't. And then our dollar collapses, and voila, justification for the Great Reset.
Exactly. And yes, they are doing it on purpose, just like they're doing this deal with Iran on purpose. Remember, Iran has admitted to have reached 60% enrichment. 60%.
Enrichment in their nuclear
enrichment
program.
Mm-hmm. That is enough to make a bomb if they wanted to. Now, don't get me wrong. I know they already have the bomb.
Of course they do.
But American government is helping them, knowing they have one purpose, and one purpose that they have openly said every single day for last 2 months of this year, that they're going to wipe Israel off the map.
Now, why do you say I agree with you. I agree with you. They already have the bomb. What makes you say that?
Remember, I start my coffee in the morning by watching the news of Islamic Republic of Iran. We might have cameras in their hallways, but their real news does not have cameras in the hallway. They report daily on the achievement, on the next step, who's the new hired, who was fired, who was in prison for not getting involved with the program. Yes, a young man was arrested, put in prison for not agreeing to be part of the program because he had the education to get it done.
Wow. Okay, before I let you go, we rush off for the night. Tell us what we need to know about the social media for Lindell TV you've been working on.
Okay, so for Lindell TV, we are everywhere officially, everywhere. Look up Lindell TV, you'll find us, except if you're on Twitter. I know I mispronounced that. If you're there in Twitter, we are Lindell TV Media, M-E-D-I-A, Lindell TV Media. However, if you are addicted like I am to the daily report, a worldview report by Brennan House, which is a half an hour segment giving you all the news you need to know, then you can find that individually by itself on Brighteon and Rumble. All you got to look up is Worldview Report. You can get every daily news there literally within an hour after it's aired.
And yeah, send it out everywhere. Annie maintains all this for us. And so again, she's handling all this. I hope you guys will send it out far and wide. It's vital that you guys spread this far and wide, help grow Frank Speech, Lindell TV, so we can keep doing what we're doing. And Annie's website is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Right, Annie?
Yes, liveuptofreedom.com. And we are putting up our special holiday sales going on my art store. So don't forget to go to liveuptofreedom.com and click Annie's art. Grab an art or two or five, I don't know, for everybody. Our very special holiday sales is going on.
Excellent, because Annie's a beautiful artist. You'll find her art there at liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com to check out your personal paintings and things, right?
Yes.
Awesome, liveuptofreedom.com. All right, we'll have you back next week, unless necessary to come on sooner for another update, all right?
I will let you know if I have any new updates.
Awesome, thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Brandon.
Annie Cyrus of liveuptofreedom.com checking in, all right.